WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 12 Bryan School District students were shaken up but not injured when the school bus they were in was rear-ended yesterday afternoon. DPS reports the driver of a pickup was taken to a Bryan hospital. The collision was on Tabor Road and Farm Road 2776 northeast of Bryan. Troopers were told the bus had its yellow lights on and moving forward after dropping kids off when the bus was struck. College Station Police has made an arrest of 3 armed robberies that all took place in a 30-minute span Tuesday night. 30-year-old Stacy Lynn Bradshaw of College Station is accused of taking a car and a phone from one person, a wallet from a second victim, and demanding the wallet from a third person who did not have one. Bradshaw, who according to online jail records was arrested for the 25th time in 14 years, was also held for criminal trespassing and several warrants from the sheriff's office. Bradshaw was taken into custody following a standoff with members of the SWAT and hostage negotiation teams. After receiving hospital treatment for unrelated medical issues, she was taken to the Brazos County Jail. 11 months before the city of College Station starts assessing roadway impact fees to those building and buying new homes, the city council brought back the issue at its last meeting.
Dominating the discussion was Councilman James Benham, who voted against the fee last November.
Remember this. When people tell you they can't afford to live here or they have to move to Franklin or Hearn or Caldwell or Calvert, because that's where a lot of people have been moving to because they can't afford to live here anymore.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said the same arguments being made now against impact fees are the same as when the council considered them in 2011 as a way to help pay for adding streets and other infrastructure.
And we know then we would have been $14 million ahead by 2016 had we done that.
Councilman Barry Moore was among those saying the housing market will respond negatively to College Station's impact fees.
But I at least think we should take a look at that response before we go ahead and cut off a source of income that, while it's by no means something that I am in favor of, I understand there's absolute need for it.
College Station has identified $207 million of street needs in the next 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos County commissioners are opposed to the state Supreme Court charging for records that originate at the county level. County Judge Dwayne Peters says this comes after Brazos County paid a lot of money to upgrade its computer software for court records.
If anybody collects a fee out of it, it should be the counties, because they're the ones that spent the money to get the system in place.
In addition to a resolution approved by commissioners, District Court Clerk Mark Hamlin also opposed the Supreme Court's action.
Out of the other 253 other counties in the state, this could be a significant impact on the larger ones, but on the smaller ones just as much or more.
According to the resolution, documents emailed from lawyers to the Supreme Court were supposed to be kept for no longer than 30 days and without further distribution. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about how having a pool can help you stay in shape and get fit. What kind of things can people do to stay fit in the pool?
Well, we have a new system out. It's called a swim lane. So you can basically swim in place against a current in a pool and allows the user to turn the current up or down. So no matter your ability, whether you're just learning to rehab yourself or you're a full-out competitive swimmer, this is a system for you.
Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Hey, good morning. 609, doing weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Storm that brought the rain and thunderstorms to the region yesterday and last night winds down. Some clouds, maybe a leftover shower this morning. Also some areas of patchy fog. It'll start to clear during the afternoon, high 70 to 75. Overnight clear, lows 50 to 55, partly sunny with the potential for a shower late tomorrow, warm 75 to 80. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Showers are possible Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team gets set to face Missouri tonight. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair. Meanwhile, it's about time Jeff Bagwell makes it into the MLB Hall of Fame. We'll look at this year's inductees. And in the NBA, James Harden helps lead the Rockets to a win over the Timberwolves. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Take it. So, the whole steroid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the guys who used them.
Yeah, Bonds and Clemens.
Yeah, Bagwell.
And Bagwell.
And Bagwell. Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, Bud Selig, who was the commissioner of baseball, is now in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all the steroid stuff happened. So if you're going to overlook that to put him in the Hall of Fame,
uh-huh.
Isn't it time to go ahead and let those guys who are taking them get into? I mean, I don't know. It seems there's a set of rules for some people and other rules for other people.
Oh, I know. And it's such an interesting topic,
yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Because you really can argue so many different ways.
Well, and the other thing that's happening now is like Tim Raines is going to get in after 10 years, right? And that you start looking at the numbers of now and people are playing baseball without steroids, allegedly, and what it looked like back then when it was crazy.
And it was fun.
Yeah, that's right. People were hitting the ball out of the park. They were jacking it.
Yeah.
There were 18 to 17 baseball games, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, you got guys in the Hall of Fame, too, like, you know, Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth, who weren't exactly known for a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean?
Not at all. Oh, yeah, well, again, even I can remember stories of major leaguers going up the runway to smoke a cigarette between innings.
Yeah.
You know, so anyhow. All right, so enough of that. So while we're talking about beer, what goes better with beer than pizza? So in...
Nothing.
Yes, right. A man in a beer bottle costume. A beer bottle costume.
Okay.
In Canada, being hunted down after stealing two pizzas on New Year's Day. Security cameras caught the guy going into the employees-only area, taking the pizzas and heading out. And apparently the video, as with everything, is on the internet. I'm just wondering if it was a generic bottle of beer.
Yeah, if it was like Red Stripe or
something.
Yeah, something
that, you know, Fat Tire, who knows? Just saying.
Some craft beer.
Well, in Canada, no.
No.
Pabst was definitely a PBR.
PBR, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you talk about it enough, you forget how horrible it is. Just saying.
Info.
Mason. Just proves you can make anything stylish with the right amount of marketing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
true. That is true.
Wait a minute, you're drinking that on purpose. And you paid how much for it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the new hipster beer.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And then there's some people who go, oh, maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's
I
be
wanna
hip.
Be cool.
Yeah.
I wanna be hip.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, that'd be us. That's us. That's us. Okay, so it's, where are we? The 19th of January already.
Wow.
So moving along, 346 days. Oh, wanted to check the radar because it is still raining out there. Rob talking about how we'd have some lingering showers this morning, and we do. But anyway, and did it just go on forever yesterday? I mean,
yep.
Golly.
It did.
And I don't know. I had talked to some guy, a guy who was going to Houston yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and apparently just it took an extra hour just to get to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure several people did not have to go to work yesterday who lived in Houston.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Or people were getting let off early and things like that. Yeah. I had to drive out there yesterday, actually, myself. And I went at like noon.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it didn't take any extra time. And I went the 105 way.
Yeah.
Not 290, because that's just a nightmare.
Yeah, right.
But it didn't take any extra time. It was just, it was definitely very wet and rainy and not pleasant to drive in.
Well, and, you know, and I got bad news for you. I mean, it's hitting again this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. Hitting Houston again this morning.
And that's what they said. I think it stopped last night, and then it was supposed to pick back up again.
Yeah, I mean, the leading edge right now is in Bel Air, and it's just cranking through there. And heaviest rain is off the coast, which is good. But I understand, you know, we're not supposed to have rain today, and that's fine, lingering showers, but it says a 30% chance, but there's plenty out there.
Seems a little early in the season for it, too. Doesn't this sort of thing usually happen around March?
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. And, well, again, in July, we'll be wondering about that.
Yep.
Okay, today is National Popcorn Day. Remember, we talked about that yesterday, how somebody put a super speed, slow motion picture of or video of a kernel of popcorn popping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to look at that
Me
yet.
Neither.
Me neither.
Amazing numbers here. It says U.S. American consumers eat more than 1.1 billion pounds of popcorn a year.
Popcorn's one of those things that always smells better to me than it actually tastes.
You're right. It's false advertising.
It is yeah. False advertising. Yeah. They trick you through
and,
your nostrils.
Well, that's it. It's that, I think it's the coconut oil. And, you know, then they put that that buttery grease that you can get it. Don't put that on
y'all,
your popcorn.
Movie popcorn.
Oh. Oh, when I worked at a movie theater, I made the best popcorn.
Did ya?
Oh, my gosh. Because, okay, the company regulation was to put one little squirt of the grease in the little tub that pops the popcorn, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But me and this other guy who worked in the concession stand, we would put like three.
Oh.
And people would come up to us and be like, this is the best popcorn I've ever had in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Can we have some more? And, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They'd come from the person on the register over. They'd come back to us and say, this popcorn's really bland. Can we try some of that? It looks more yellow.
Yeah, exactly. That good stuff over there. Anyway, so that's it. The oldest ears of popcorn ever found, discovered in a bat cave. Not the bat cave. It was a bat cave. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Western Central New Mexico in 1948 and 1950. They figured that based on that, they were 4,000 years old, the corn that they found in there.
Wow.
Don't know if they popped any of it or not. And then it's World Day of Migrants and Refugees. Okay.
All right.
That'd be fine. Okay.
Don't want to touch that one.
No, really don't. No, we won't want to be so insensitive so early in the morning. All right, and birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Yeah. Shawn Johnson is 25, the Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
And she was a Dancing with the Stars champion also.
Yeah, because she's a gymnast.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't let them compete.
Yeah, it's kind of not fair, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jodie Sweetin is 35.
Hey,
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Full House.
Also Dancing with the Stars, not champion, but
oh,
she
really?
Did
okay.
compete
she
this last season. Yeah.
Yeah. Frank Caliendo is 43.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Who is he?
He's a comedian and impressionist, and he incredible impressions.
He did John Madden, if you ever saw this guy.
Oh, okay.
That was his number one thing.
Gotcha.
And now that nobody knows who John Madden is anymore, that kind of hurts.
That and George Bush, he did W.
He did.
Now that, you know,
that's not a thing anymore.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, but he's 40.
Well, happy birthday.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sean Wayans is 46.
From the Wayans brothers.
Oh, yeah.
From the Wayans, yeah. John Wozniak is 46. He was the singer of a band called Marcy Playground in the 90s. Let's see. Paul McCrane is 56 from ER.
Oh.
Pretty cool. Paul Rodriguez is 62.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty funny.
Okay.
Katie Sagal is 63. She was, of course, Peggy in Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then also she was on Sons of Anarchy.
Well, and wasn't she the mom in, what am I thinking? Never mind. Set Rules. Something about Rules. That was bad. Just ignore me.
It's all right. Okay.
It's early.
Sure.
Yeah, it is. That's fine.
Desi Arnaz Jr.
Oh.
64. Pretty cool.
Junior.
Yeah. The young one. Paula Deen is 70. Dolly Parton, 71.
Let's go back for just a second to Desi Arnaz Jr.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Reason is his sister was born to, you know, Lucille Ball. And the episode in which Lucy gave birth to what would have been his sister is the highest rated television show to that. 68% of the people
in America watched that.
Wow.
Yeah, so it just kind of ties into Desi Arnaz. Just happened that it showed on this date. All right, go ahead.
Pretty cool, yeah. Let's see, Dolly Parton, 71.
Whoa.
Nice, Dolly. Yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah.
And she looks great for 71.
She does. Yeah, yeah, looks fine.
And Tippi Hedren is 87. She was from The Birds and, of course, is Melanie Griffith's mother.
That's right. Yeah. She is, as a matter of fact. Michael Crawford, the original Phantom of the Opera guy, is 75. And Paula Deen, y'all.
Paula.
Wow. She's 70.
She'll put some butter on that popcorn.
Lots of that butter. Anyway, she's still on television that nobody watches because she's on television, but nobody watches. Mm-hmm. All right.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So with the inauguration just one day away, new Gallup poll reveals how Americans feel about the last 8 years of President Crybaby Obama. In his presidency, Breitbart reports the nation's overall progress reversed and then slid backwards during the 8 years of Obama that he's been in the White House, according to Gallup's new survey of American adults. Gallup says, quote, asked about the state of the nation over the last 8 years, Americans say the U.S. gained ground in 4 of 19 policy domains, and they say it lost ground on 14 and held steady in 1. Some of the biggest setbacks, according to those surveyed, well, the federal debt, crime, income, disparity, race, relations. Overall, Americans graded Obama's accomplishments as a -9%. Thank God there's only one more day, and we can reverse course and make America great again.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I recently gave my home a facelift the simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com completely transformed every room, and it gave the best customer service I've ever experienced. Now, if you mismeasure, you pick the wrong color, they will remake your blinds for free. They'll even send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. Now through January the 31st, you get 20% off everything at Blinds.com by just using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, rules and restrictions apply. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors, it lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
The BCS Church of Christ, home of the Bible Minute, would like to invite you to visit our services. Times and directions are on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. Once again, that is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we follow God's Word, the Bible, as our pattern. Christians are under the New Testament, but we still learn from the Old Testament as well. As the Apostle Paul said in Acts 20:32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Yes, at the BCS Church of Christ, we invite all people to go to the Bible and only the Bible as their source of authority. If all men would just do this, there would be true religious unity as God desires. John 17:20-21, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me.
For Kashinko with your money now. The Labor Department is suing Oracle, claiming that the tech giant pays white male workers more than their non-white and female counterparts with the same job titles. The agency says it found gross disparities in pay. The software maker, even after taking job title, prior work experience, company tenure, and other factors into account. The lawsuit also says the company has a systematic practice of favoring Asian workers in its recruiting and hiring practices for product development and other technical roles. Another airline is letting you fly cheap, but you'll have to do it practically bagless. Starting next month, you can buy basic economy tickets for American Airlines, but you'll be limited to one item that fits under your seat. No overhead baggage allowed. Delta and United already have similar bare-bones fares. Fed Chair Janet Yellen says she expects the Fed to raise its benchmark interest rate several times a year through 2019 as it moves closer toward its economic goals of maximum employment and stable inflation. That's your money now.
The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 50-foot by 100-foot building is still under $39,000. Imagine 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. That's as much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late, but you need to call today. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Have you ever had to ask your boss for a big raise? Did you get it? Well, maybe the way that you were asking has something to do with it. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Apparently, one of the best ways to ask for a big raise and to get one is to start with a joke, where you ask for an insane amount of money, like $1 million. It has to do with a technique called anchoring, where you start with a higher number than you actually expect to get. Studies have found it even works if you got way over the top with it, because throwing out any high number makes your boss less likely to lowball you. Plus, it's a good icebreaker. So it also works if you're negotiating your salary at a job interview. A study in 2011 had a bunch of people interview for the same job that paid just over $30,000. When people joked that they wanted $100,000, the average offer they got was $35,000. And when they didn't, the average offer they got was about $3,000 less. So almost a 10% difference. Now, I think one thing that goes unmentioned here is that your boss should probably have a sense of humor. Know your audience, because otherwise, you may just end up being the butt of the joke. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Good morning, it's 627. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. The sun is on the way. They promise it'll get here sometime today, probably this afternoon. But anyhow, gradually clearing skies. I know, looked like it would clear up yesterday, and it never did. 68 will be our high temperature today, about 56 for a low temperature tonight. And then get this, tomorrow, sunny and 77. Yeah. And continue to have some sunshine on Saturday at 74. Now, Sunday a little bit different because the winds are going to shift around, and it'll we'll have kind of windy conditions and a high of 65, but still sunshine. And then sunshine continues on Monday with a high temperature of 67. So hang on. We'll see some sun pretty soon here. Right now, 97% relative humidity. There is some heavy rain down in Houston. If you're headed that way, at least be aware that there may be even more delays because they have gotten pounded for the last few days. And right now, here, we're looking at 52 degrees out there.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Ever put off having one of those difficult conversations with someone because it's easier not to bother? Which, of course, only makes it worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Ever dread having one of those difficult conversations?
I would think that a difficult conversation is any conversation that you would toss and turn about. The ones that create angst, frustration, and maybe a high degree of emotion.
John Stoker, author of the book Overcoming Fake Talk, says the trick is to be conscious and aware, like an observer, of how the conversation is going.
Every conversation has a line. So let's say I ask you a question and you roll your eyes and go, well, why are you asking me that? So notice you didn't answer my question. You asked me a question in response to my question. That tells me that we're going below the line. There's something going on that's not working.
It's easy to get sucked down below the line by someone in a conversation if you allow it, but you don't have to.
So I might say, Mike, I just noticed you rolled your eyes. I'm thinking there's something you don't like about what I just asked you. Tell me what's going on. And what I'm doing then is asking a question to lift the conversation above the line.
If you stay conscious and aware of the dynamics of the conversation, you'll come to realize that
conversations that are below the line are often about blame, or they're very disrespectful, or they're about deference, where the conversations above the line are about asking and sharing and learning and discovering. Even if we were to agree to disagree, you're still above the line because we're going somewhere.
Tomorrow, the best way to keep the conversation above the line. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 2 months ago, the College Station City Council approved a roadway impact fee on the construction of new homes. While the fee doesn't start until December, the council revisited the issue at its last meeting.
Councilman James Benham repeated his opposition to impact fees and new city regulations requiring more expensive concrete streets and new developments.
Just remember this moment when we added $8,000 to the house price, when we made it unaffordable to buy a home.
Mayor Carl Mooney told Benham there are home buyers who'll pay an additional $8,000 so their children can attend College Station public schools.
You've all read about the TEA ratings for school districts. All right, College Station received an A across the board. Mr. Benham, where you live, all right, you chose that because of the neighborhood and the schools that are right there.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who identified herself as a member of the College Station School District's Education Foundation, said more poor families are moving away.
It kind of asked the question, so are we just going to have rich kids in our school? You know, that's the only people that are going to afford to be able to live here.
There was no opposition to revisit the roadway impact fee before it starts in December at $750 and doubles the following year. Combined with the start of a roadway maintenance fee on monthly College Station utility bills, those are two revenue sources to help pay for $207 million of street needs in the next 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station woman who, according to online Brazos County jail records, has been arrested 25 times since 2003 is now accused of committing three armed robberies in a 30-minute span Tuesday evening. 30-year-old Stacy Lynn Bradshaw of College Station was also arrested for criminal trespassing and several warrants from the sheriff's office. College Station police report no one was injured in the three incidents, which took place in the area of Harvey Road and George Bush East. Witnesses pointed officers to an apartment where Bradshaw refused to come out. Members of the SWAT and hostage negotiation teams forced their way into the apartment. Bradshaw was taken to jail after receiving hospital treatment for unrelated medical issues. A Bryan School District bus was rear-ended after school yesterday afternoon. DPS reports none of the 12 students on the bus or the bus driver were injured. The driver of a pickup was taken to a Bryan hospital. Troopers were sent to the intersection of Tabor Road and Farm Road 2776 northeast of Bryan just after 5. Troopers were told the bus was moving forward with its yellow lights activated after dropping kids off when it was struck by the pickup. Bryan ISD reported a mix of elementary, middle, and high school students were on the bus. Two state senators from the Brazos Valley have been named committee chairs. Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, whose district includes Brazos, Robertson, Grimes, Madison, and Leon counties, will continue chairing the Health and Human Services Committee. And Lois Colquhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Washington and Burleson counties, will chair the Administration Committee. That is the only assignment that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick changed from 2 years ago. Also from Austin, House Speaker Joe Strauss is using humor to downplay the shadow the transgender bathroom bill has cast over the early days of the legislature.
I believe this measure is frivolous, unnecessary.
Strauss even led with a joke when talking to opponents of the bathroom bill in the business community.
I'm talking about the proposal to make the cannon the official gun of the state of Texas. But on a more serious note, there is another bill.
Rice University political science chair Mark Jones believes the speaker has a game plan for how to best handle the bathroom bill upon arrival from the Senate.
He'll send the bill to the place where many bills go to die in the Strauss House, and that's Byron Cook's State Affairs Committee.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
State Representative Donna Dukes of Austin has pleaded not guilty to 13 counts of tampering with government records and two misdemeanor counts of abuse of official capacity.
I will focus my time and my energy on the people of District 46 and their issues and concerns in the Texas House of Representatives during the 85th legislature.
Dukes is accused of having her state employees do her personal errands and raising money for an East Austin nonprofit. Her court date is set for March. A decision by the Texas Supreme Court's administration office is opposed by the Brazos County Commission.
Paid a lot of money to get this e-filing and all in place. I'm talking about Brazos County did.
County Judge Dwayne Peters at this week's meeting said the state is preparing to charge for court records local attorneys are emailing to Austin. Brazos County District Court Clerk Mark Hamlin presented a resolution that was unanimously passed by the commissioner's court.
We feel like local control is important. The local government code specifically states that the custodian of record, the county clerk and district clerk, can engage in providing electronic access, but that's only with the commissioner's court's approval. And with this database that they're contemplating, it's going to bypass all of the counties.
Documents sent to the Supreme Court that county officials expect to be sold, according to the resolution, were originally supposed to be kept for no more than 30 days. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 52 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
If you have land to take care of, you need a tractor supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert offers the small-town attention you miss with large dealers. You'll appreciate the no-hassle pricing and personal experience. At Wegward Inc., you get an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson to Coyote and hay equipment from Heston Hayline. Stop in now and see the new shipment of 6 to 15-foot Bushwhacker shredders. Go in and see Lance or Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you go.
Low pressure is located north of Lake Charles, Louisiana this morning. The system will be responsible for clouds and maybe a shower this morning. Also, watch out for some patchy fog. As the storm moves away, we'll clear out later today, high 70 to 75. Clear skies tonight, 50 to 55. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for a late day shower. Warm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Looks like a Pacific storm will lead to showers on Saturday. Highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Gary Blair gives us his take on the Aggie women's basketball team's game against Missouri tonight. Meanwhile, Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Pudge Ivan Rodriguez are inducted into the MLB Hall of Fame. And in the NBA, the Rockets rebound to a victory over the Bucks at home. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yep, that's it. It's 6:40, and so there's only one more day when that guy's president, and then the other guy's going to be president after that.
Yep.
And so the other guy had his final press conference yesterday.
In his final presidential news conference, the president said the commutation of Chelsea Manning's sentence balanced national security interests with Manning's remorse and her 35-year-long sentence. Separately, the president refused to chastise more than 60 congressional Democrats who are boycotting the inauguration of Donald Trump.
I'm not going to comment on those issues. All I know is I'm going to be there. So is Michelle. And I have been checking the weather, and I'm heartened by the fact that it won't be as cold as my first inauguration. Because that was cold.
The president said that while Mr. Trump won an election opposed to a number of his initiatives, his main goal is to help support the new president in whatever way he can and to facilitate the peaceful transfer of power. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Now, I'm just going to say Trump is a businessman, okay?
Indeed.
Needs to get stuff done. So the Hill reports that Senate leaders are negotiating a deal that could allow votes on some of P.E. Trump's cabinet members on Inauguration Day. I mean, get to work, guys.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, and why negotiating? See, Democrats do not have the votes to stop any of P.E. Trump's nominees.
Yeah.
Okay, and unless some GOP folks defect. And they can slow the work of the Senate, making it difficult to move the nominees through. But Democrats just have 48 votes in the Senate, so they're trying to just, let's get some of this stuff done. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom Cotton is a senator from Arkansas, and he generally disagrees with the president because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he made some comments yesterday on CNN, which I thought were really good, and I tend to agree with. He said, I think President Obama has been a good role model for young men within our society, especially people like him who grew up without a father. I, in fact, think he could have done more. He could have done more to talk to kids who are in single-family homes, single-parent homes. That was a great opportunity that he let pass by.
Mm. Yep.
But he has shown to be an excellent father and husband. And
yeah, I mean, I knew he didn't grow up in the perfect situation. I did not realize that he grew up in a single family home.
Yeah, yeah. And
that was probably a pretty well-known fact, but not well-known enough that I knew.
Well,
he didn't do a good job.
Right, of, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, and again, for those kids who are living in a situation that is not good, and let's say it, I mean, if they're African-American kids,
mm-hmm.
they understand that they go, oh, I can't get out of this hood, this situation that I'm in. Yes, you really can.
Yeah, and you could be president of the United States one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I, if for all the things he wants to be an agitator for after he gets out of the White House, that'd be a really good thing.
Yeah, and
that,
you're right. He can still do that. Yep. It's not he, you know, maybe he missed the mark a little bit during his presidency, but you know, he was concentrating on some other things.
There's
that's fine.
Still time.
There's definitely still time for sure.
President Donald Trump, P.E. Trump, will apparently be sworn in tomorrow using two Bibles. I don't know. One for each hand. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Don't know. So anyhow, stuff going on in the hearings yesterday. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Democrats signaled that they are going to try to damage him politically. And what he said is, quote, "I do not believe climate change is a hoax. Science tells us that the climate is changing and that human activity in some manner impacts that change." But that wasn't enough for Bernie Sanders. Bernie wanted Pruitt to say that, in fact, humans were the main contributor to climate change.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Bernie, I don't think so.
I mean, have you seen the footage of some of these hearings that they've had on some of his cabinet members, like DeVos, the education? Yeah. The Democrats are just, I mean, they're turning it into a circus.
They are.
It's ridiculous.
They are. Look, they don't have the votes to stop it. That's the reason that they want to. This is their opportunity, their 5 minutes of fame, if you will. So we'll see. P.E. Trump was in D.C. yesterday. Actually went to two different meetings where dinner was served, but he didn't do that. He went to his own hotel, the Trump Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue, about 9:30 last night. Spent about a half an hour eating and got on his jet and flew back up to New York.
Back to New York, there. Yeah.
Okay, the New York Times reports that former Texas Governor Rick Perry misunderstood the administration post that P.E. Trump nominated him for. According to the Times, they said that Governor Perry accepted the nomination to be Energy Secretary, quote, "believing he was taking on a role as a global ambassador for the American oil and gas industry," and end quote.
How do you misunderstand?
I don't know. Mike McKenna at one point was Trump's transition team for the Energy Department. He told the paper, if you asked him on the first day and he said yes, he would have said, "I want to be an advocate for energy." If you asked him now, he'd say, "I'm serious about the challenges facing the nuclear complex. So as a matter of fact, it's been a real learning curve. Somehow he thought he was just going to fly around the world and say, y'all use a lot of energy. Anyway, he's learning more, which is good.
That's
the idea, is that he's going to grow in the job. So it just ended up being a little more than he thought. And now...
We do have a few. So yesterday he tweeted, "No wonder the Today Show on biased NBC is doing so badly compared to its glorious past. Little credibility." And then he thanked the band Alabama. He said it was a great last night in D.C. playing for 147 diplomats and ambassadors from countries around the world. Thanks, Alabama. He also tweeted about George and Barbara, said, "Looking forward to a speedy recovery for George and Barbara Bush, both hospitalized. Thank you for your wonderful letter." Not really sure what that
means. He did. He wrote him. He wrote him a note.
Okay.
41 wrote him a note.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so he did. He did tweet about them, and then he posted a couple pictures. One with Lee Greenwood and Kimberly at this evening's VP dinner. # God bless the USA.
Oh yeah.
And then he also said, "Thank you to our amazing wounded warriors for their service. It was an honor to be with them tonight in D.C. and tweeted a couple pictures with some of the wounded warriors.
Okay, so
cool.
So low-key, though, here
low
on this
last
day.
Pretty positive, pretty positive. One text message we did just get in said, "The two Bibles, one for the Presidential Museum and one for eBay. It's business."
Yeah!
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
This Saturday, January 21st, Producers Cooperative will be hosting a special edition of Saturday Class. That's right, at 11 a.m. this Saturday in the Ag Center, you can learn all about growing and managing show broilers. Learn the techniques, along with the little things that can help you be a success in the show ring. And best of all, it's free. If you're a youth poultry exhibitor, parent, or advisor, don't miss this special class. Producers, 1800 North Texas Avenue in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000.
You deserve rich successes in all your horticultural endeavors. If you're like the rest of us, you'll spend considerable money in nurseries this spring, and you're likely to put a lot of sweat and prayer into your work as well. You need to give those investments the best possible chance to thrive. I have some of the keys. I'll be back with details. Investing for gardening success right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. You want to start your landscape and your garden with a good plan. That landscape drawing is the roadmap for your journey. You might have the tools to do the designing yourself. Many nurseries can help you develop your plan, or you can hire a registered landscape architect or a landscape contractor to draw it up for you. A good landscape plan doesn't have to be elaborate. It just needs to be drawn to scale, and it needs to show each plant at its mature size so that you can determine proper spacings. Good soil preparation is critical. It's the foundation of your entire effort. Your garden soil needs to be prepared to the best of your capability. Use several inches of organic matter to loosen tight clays and to help sandy soils hold moisture and nutrients. However, you want to save your heroic soil preparation for small plants like ground covers, annual and perennial flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Choose and plant trees and large shrubs that can survive in your native Texas soil without major help. Their mature root systems will be so extensive that it simply wouldn't be practical to try to amend that much soil. Quality plants are of the utmost importance. They need to be species and varieties that are adapted to your area. It doesn't matter if they're native or if they're imported. They need to be adapted. If you're making a mistake, you need to ask the nurseryman as you're checking out, any of these plants going to cause me problems? Let them own part of your decision. Biotypes that survive are heat, cold, drought, soils, and pests. Good and durable tools become your friends. You're going to be spending a lot of time on the end of that hoe or pushing the lawnmower. You might as well buy the best. You're going to have it for years, so make sure that you're buying something that will hold up. Consumer magazines may compare and rate specific power tools, or you can probably get feedback from knowledgeable sales help at retail tool sources like mower shops, hardware stores, and nurseries. Steel-handled shovels, for example, last through a lifetime of Texas gardening. Fiberglass reinforced handles also are very, very good. You want to buy from reputable sources. I always try to get you to go into independent retail garden centers in your area and get to know those people. They're really reputable, and they are full-time professional gardeners and horticulturists. You want to step to your garden's early defense. If you have an outbreak of weeds, use the most effective herbicide. If you have an outbreak of pests, you want to use the appropriate insecticide or fungicide. Invest for gardening success. I'm Neil Sperry. In our next program, Home Orchards Require Planning. I'll help you. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 6:53. And A&M women's basketball, the number 25 Aggies, look for their fourth consecutive SEC win as they head to Missouri tonight for their fourth road game in their last five contests. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the game.
They match up well with us. They're one of the more physical teams in the league. They do not do it with speed and height. They just do it with just hard-nosed basketball players. The McMillis kid and Sophia Cunningham are two of the more physical players in our league, and I think they're awfully hard to guard, and so far in conference, they should be 4-1. They've lost two at the buzzer, and they won another one at the buzzer on Sunday against Vanderbilt. So it's no telling what they could be.
The Maroon and White sit just one game behind SEC leaders South Carolina and Mississippi State in the standings at 4-1. The Aggies have not lost at Mizzou Arena since 2005, riding a six-game win streak in that building. Here's Curtis Knox on the team's hot streak this year.
I think we're very confident. I think this team does a great job handling the adversity. After our loss to Dayton, I think we came back and we played our hearts out against Syracuse, and I think we did the same thing. After that loss at Georgia, we just know that we're capable of beating a lot of teams, and I think if we just play hard and learn not to take plays off, then we can win in SEC play.
Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 8 p.m. with pregame at 7:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Oklahoma pulled off the biggest upset last night as Jordan Woodward hit a layup with 2.2 seconds left in overtime to give the Sooners an 89-87 victory at number 7 West Virginia. Woodward scored 18 of his 20 points after halftime, including a jumper that tied it with 3.1 seconds remaining in regulation. Christian Doolittle scored half of his 12 points in OT as Oklahoma sent the Mountaineers to their first home loss of the season. In Major League Baseball, Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Ivan Rodriguez have been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame, earning the honor as Trevor Hoffman and Vladimir Guerrero fell just short. Steroids-tainted stars Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were passed over for the fifth straight year by the Baseball Writers Association of America, but received significantly more votes this time and could be in position to gain election in future votes. Bagwell drew 86.2% and Raines got 86%. Rodriguez had 76%, receiving four more votes than the necessary 332. In the NFL, the Falcons practiced yesterday without all-pro wide receiver Julio Jones, although he is expected to play in Sunday's NFC Championship game against the visiting Packers. Meanwhile, Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson sat out another practice yesterday as he tries to recover from broken ribs. Nelson had to miss last Sunday's 34-31 win over the Cowboys after getting injured in Green Bay's 38-13 rout of the Giants. In the NBA,
Harden with a rebound, number 6. Comes into the front court, rocks the cradle, raises up, shoots for 3, and hits it. Timeout, Milwaukee, as Harden will shimmy his way back to the Rockets bench.
James Harden had 38 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds, and the Houston Rockets beat the Milwaukee Bucks 111-92 last night. Harden drilled a straightaway three-pointer with 6 minutes left to give Houston a 13-point lead. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017? With an amazing deal on a new 2017 Chevy Silverado with $10,500 in savings. And with trade assistance, you can save $11,500. Come into Tom Light today and save $11,500 on a new Silverado. There's only one place to find the biggest deals of the year. Tom Light Chevrolet, with over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for immediate delivery. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 60071, 45160 MSRP, less 2,000 Texas Edition savings, less 1,000 special package savings, less 4,000 factory incentives. Save an extra $1,000 with trade assistance. Must own and trade in 99 or newer model. WAC ends 13117 plus TTNL.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget to take popcorn to work today. Maybe, I don't know, go get some microwave popcorn, if that works. Or pre-pop popcorn's okay because it's popcorn day.
Yeah, and then when you pop it, it'll smell up the whole hallway.
Just be careful not to burn it because then it becomes everybody's
problem.
You're right.
See, you're right. And nothing, I mean, that extra 30 seconds, and there are always going to be a few in the bottom that aren't popped.
And it's the worst because it gives you a range of like 2 minutes difference.
Yes, you're right.
Pop anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes.
Fortunately, I don't know. The kind I've bought, I guess, has worked well because I just hit the popcorn button on the microwave and it works out.
It works.
Once again, first world problem if it doesn't, but what the heck. So this is what it means to be president of U.S. America, is that you get Bruce Springsteen to come in and give a secret acoustic concert, which is exactly what the boss did. He did that, as a matter of fact, last Thursday. Huh. 250 staffers there along with the president. Big Springsteen fan. He said he's been with us for some time now, performing his craft to show his support. Did 15 songs, an acoustic set with the boss at the White House.
Huh.
So that and up-close seating. All right, there you go. Let's look at the weather. Yes, the sun will be here. Weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Skyline.